It had been 5 decades since the city of Cleveland was granted the opportunity to celebrate a pro sports championship. Yes, you would have to turn the clock back to 1964 when the Cleveland Browns defeated the Baltimore Colts to win the NFL championship, anchored by the great Jim Brown. But that all came to an end last night. LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers stunned the NBA world by defeating the Golden State Warriors in a thrilling Game 7, a 93-89 the final. And that win put an end to the nightmare that is Cleveland sports. And to put it all in perspective, just how monumental this accomplishment is, and to give us a preview of which MSU Spartans hope to hear their name called in the NBA draft later this week, we welcome current sports host Al Martin to the show. And good morning, Al. It is so nice to meet you in person.
Isn't that crazy? We were just joking behind the glass, Brooke, that this we've met via email, but this is our first time meeting in person on the air.
So, on the air.
Pretty
so
cool
hi.
Stuff. Hello, how are you doing? Nice to meet
I'm
you, Brooke.
Good. Thanks. Nice to meet you. So, 52 years. That is so crazy for Cleveland.
Unbelievable, right? I mean, this is just stunning. Stunning. I mean, when looking at history for this series, for just looking at the Cleveland Cavaliers alone here, I mean, we can go in depth about the whole Cleveland curse in just a second, but this is the first team in NBA postseason history to ever come back after being down 3-1 in a series, which is monumental. When you look at, you know, the win percentages for home teams in an NBA playoff series, well, just the NBA Finals alone, 15-3 record coming into this game for the home teams that play in a Game 7 in the NBA Finals. Overall in playoff history, the home team was 101-24 in overall playoff history. So the cards were certainly stacked against LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. I was sitting there. I actually chose Golden State to win this series in 6. Went to 7. I said, there's no way that the Golden State Warriors, by the way, the best regular season team in NBA history, breaking the Chicago Bulls record back in 1995, 1996 of going 72-10. Golden State went 73-9 this year. I mean, I just couldn't believe that Golden State would lose at Oracle Arena. It happened, and Cleveland, I'm so happy because it's been way too long, as you just alluded to, Brooke.
And it was tied at one point, correct?
It was. In that third quarter, it was a back-and-forth game. There were so many lead changes as it went down to the wire. This is something that we haven't seen throughout this NBA Finals because every game has been a blowout. It hasn't been a real intriguing series from the standpoint of every matchup going down to the wire. We finally saw it, and how fitting that it came in a Game 7, the final game of the NBA year. The two teams went at it, and at the end of the day, LeBron James was simply fantastic. He followed up his back-to-back 41-point games with a triple-double, the first triple-double in a Game 7 in the NBA Finals since 1988 when Mr. James Worthy did that for the Los Angeles Lakers. So just mind-blowing stuff.
So, okay, so what does this do, mentioning LeBron James, so what does this do to his legacy, this victory now?
Now that LeBron James has returned to his home state of Ohio and delivered a championship, you can't criticize the dude anymore. I used to be one of those guys that said, okay, when he had the whole decision on ESPN, the hour-long special.
Do you remember that? That was brutal.
I remember it vividly. I'm sitting there saying, okay, this is a guy sitting in a chair during an interview for an hour just about the decision that he's going to make, whether to stay with his current team or take his talents elsewhere. And I'm sitting there saying, this is crazy. And I think LeBron, you know, that was a time early on in his career, you know, when he went to Miami and he kind of reflected on it, he's admitted that maybe that was a mistake. So he returned to Cleveland. He wanted to bring a championship back to his home state. And in this whole Cleveland curse, which, again, dates back till after the 60s, right, which still is crazy. So I think for LeBron's legacy, I mean, he's 3-4 in the NBA Finals now. So he has 3 NBA championships. He had a triple-double in the Game 7 last night, 27 points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists. And, you know, I think LeBron, just something about LeBron James, he's done it his way. You know, despite all of the critics, despite all of the LeBron haterade out there, LeBron has still said, you know what? This is me. This is who I am. And this is how I go about winning championships in the NBA. So and that's something I admire as well. So LeBron has done it his way. And now he has come full circle with doing what he set out to do when he returned to Cleveland.
So arguably the best player in the NBA?
It's not even an argument anymore. Even though Steph Curry,
right,
who was outstanding this year, but Steph didn't show up. Let's be real here. If we're going to hold LeBron James accountable when he comes short, we have to do the same thing for the first unanimous MVP in NBA history in Steph Curry. Steph did not show up in this series. LeBron James showed you that as far as best all-around player, getting teammates involved, scoring, rebounding, LeBron's a total package. You will not find a better all-around player on today's planet, let alone here in the nation.
Okay, so let's go back to the Golden State Warriors. They were fabulous the whole season, the whole regular season, with a record of 73-9. So what does this do for them?
It dilutes it. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, you look at what the 95-96 Bulls were able to accomplish. You know, they held the record previous to the Golden State Warriors this season, and they capped it off with an NBA championship, as you should. When you go 72-10 or 73-9, it means nothing if you don't at the end, when the summer month comes, if you're not hoisting up that NBA championship trophy, it means absolutely nothing. But I do think it does hold some validity, seeing as though they did win the championship last year. So they showed that this is a very consistent team, a very consistent franchise with a lot of talent. You better believe Golden State is going to be foaming at the mouth to get some revenge next year.
Oh, I'm sure. Okay, so now let's switch it up. A few MSU men's basketball players hoping to make their NBA dreams come true this week. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, I think it's a shoe-in right now for Denzel Valentine and Deontay Davis to be picked as first-round draft picks. Every forum I read, every mock draft that I pull up online has Denzel going somewhere between 15 and 25, and Deontay Davis maybe even going earlier than that. So, I mean, these were two fantastic players in college. I mean, Denzel Valentine, I mean, he's waking up in the morning tripping over National Championship Player of the Year, well, National Player of the Year awards, you know. So Denzel Valentine was fantastic throughout his 4 years here at Michigan State. Think about Deontay Davis, though. I mean, he left after just 1 year with the Michigan State men's basketball program. And there's many people out there. I think the general consensus out there is that Deontay Davis could have stayed a bit longer to hone many areas of his game. But, you know, the NBA draft is all about potential as well. And, you know, big men, you can get a guard, you know, left and right. But big men are so hard to come by that when you look at the potential ceiling for a guy like Deontay Davis, people look at that and say, you know what, this is a guy that we can hone when he gets to the league. So Denzel Valentine, Deontay Davis will certainly go in the first round. The other two names to look for are Bryn Forbes and Matt Costello. I don't think, personally, either one of those guys are going to get drafted, maybe to a free agent contract this summer.
Okay, so what about the Pistons? Do you have any idea?
And you know, this is always a catch-22 talking about the Pistons, you know, because I grew up a Detroit Pistons fan, probably the only franchise that I'm a legit fan of still as a reporter. But, you know, the Pistons, you know, they finished 44-38 this past season. They made the playoffs for the first time dating back to the early 2000s, right, which I was just happy for. So they had the 18th overall pick, and possibly right now, what I've seen in some mock drafts is possibly the Pistons are going to try and go after Denzel Valentine if he does fall. They need a big man, and I think they need a backup point guard. And I think Valentine would bode well in possibly filling that void.
So do you think Valentine would like to go to the Pistons? Oh. Have you heard anything?
I don't think he's been asked that question yet. But, I mean, he'll stay in Michigan. His family's here. You know, Carlton Valentine, who, you know, if you look at that history with him and his pops, I mean, Denzel played for his dad here at Lansing Sexton High School. You know, his family would attend every single Michigan State game. Staying here in Michigan would be very cool while also playing in the NBA. So I do think Denzel would love that and will really relish that opportunity. And also, two other names I want to throw out if we have some time. Furkan Korkmaz of Turkey, a Turkey shooting guard. The Pistons are reportedly, they have their eyes on him if they can't get Valentine. And also, Domantas Sabonis, Gonzaga power forward, is also another name to look for as well.
Okay, well, there you have
it. That was a lot, man. I'm out of breath.
You are. I think you need to take a breath.
I do. I need some coffee, right?
You do need some coffee. And if you can tell me where to find it, let me know.
We'll chat after. I got you, Brooke.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Well, there you have it. Al Martin, host of WKAR's Current Sports, which, of course, you can hear weekdays at 1 p.m. on WKAR AM 870 and Current Sports TV, which airs every Thursday night at 10:30 p.m. on WKAR TV. And, of course, Al will have more on the NBA Finals later this afternoon that will all be happening with Al Martin. And Al, it's been a pleasure. And I mean, what are you going to do now that the NBA playoffs are finally over?
Yes, well, now, of course, the attention now shifts to baseball. The Tigers still playing. They play so many games, though. But I love watching the Tigers. So it shifts to baseball. A lot of golf as well. Dustin Johnson won the U.S. Open this past weekend in a tournament that really came down to the wire. So there's still things to cover. And also, the Michigan Amateur Championship is being played at Eagle Eye starting today. So it's a big event, the first time that Eagle Eye has ever hosted that golf tournament.
So that's great news.
Well, yeah, very good news. And we'll have coverage of that all week. So tune in. It's going to be some intriguing storylines there as well.
All right. Thank you so much, Al.
Thank you, Brooke.